Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk
Radio Countdown. Yeah, I actually just wanted to go ahead and actually express my surprise at how well Obama did tonight. I actually am a Republican out of Baltimore, and he did really well. He appealed directly to the American people. He did throw some cheap shots in there, as any politician will, but as a whole, he had a very good speech. Noble agenda, kind of lofty, but all in all, he did a really good job. And I'm glad to see him finally maybe triangulating a little bit and turning the corner from being completely partisan to showing a little bipartisanship.
There's Steve, a talk radio caller, who was pleasantly surprised at how well he thought the President's State of the Union went on Tuesday night. So that's how we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot hits during the week in Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here with Talk Host Brian Thomas. He has House Speaker John Boehner on his program. Boehner didn't find much to like in the President's speech. That's probably no surprise.
Speaker of the House John Boehner, what was your take on it?
Well, it's as if the president was giving his first State of the Union address, and he had spent the last 3 years backpacking around Europe, and as if he has no responsibility for his policies. And the facts are this. This election this year is going to be a referendum on the president's economic policies. They not only have not helped the economy grow, I would argue they've made it worse. Unemployment has been above 8% for 35 straight months. Gas prices have doubled since the president took office. The national debt is now $15.2 trillion. And what we heard last night was more taxes, more spending, and more need for government.
And he didn't mention Obamacare either, which I thought was the feather in his cap. Obviously, that's not something that he's capable of running on, because you know, had that been a great, well-received piece of legislation, that he would have been mentioning it over and over and over again. Look at the great thing I was able to get accomplished, Obamacare.
Well, the president knows that his health care plan is unpopular. That's why his campaign handlers, who I believe wrote the speech, didn't put it in there.
Unpopular? You are so delicate, John Boehner, I got to tell you.
I've got a tough job. I'm lying.
Thankfully, I'm not in that position. Our State of the Union's not very good. I mean, you alluded to it a moment ago with the reckless and insane overspending, but it doesn't sound to me like he wants to back off any of that at all. In fact, wants to increase it.
Oh, no, he outlined all those new programs and new ideas. Listen, I think we have more government than the American people ever dreamed we could have. And more government is expensive. Most people would rather keep more of what they earn so that they can take care of themselves and their family and their own community. But I mean, that's not how the president sees it. Remember, this is the organizer-in-chief, and he believes in the nanny state. I just don't believe that this bigger government that he's calling for is the right path to go down. If we're serious about creating jobs, we need to stop the regulatory onslaught that we have underway here in Washington that's preventing employers from hiring new people. Matter of fact, last week, the United States Chamber of Commerce came out with a survey out of the field from their members. 84% of their members said that Obamacare was getting in the way of them hiring more people. But this all seems to fall on deaf ears in Washington.
Well, and the solutions out of Washington, quite frankly, have been sort of absurd. Temporary tax credits and taking money out of Social Security on a temporary basis, this is not something that people can plan a future on. An ever-changing up-and-down reality tax situation is not the recipe for long-term planning.
That's right, Dennis. Just remember all of the 2001 and 2003 tax cuts all expire at the end of this year. There was no conversation last week about the fact that every income tax rate goes up. The tax on dividends, the tax on capital gains goes up. The per-child tax credit goes away, and this all has to be dealt with, but the president didn't talk about it. The president didn't spend much time talking about the debt crisis that faces our country. He mentioned it, but where's the real work? And he took plenty of time blaming Congress for this and blaming Congress for that. I would just remind you that it takes two to tango.
Your reaction to the President's State of the Union and others as well on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in just a moment.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go.
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support. For your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs, find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I couldn't see them in my house, but they were there. Dust, mold, pet dander, and even pollen. They made me sneeze, they made my nose run, and they made my eyes itchy and watery. They made me miserable. But that was before Allegra. After Allegra, it was like all those indoor allergens moved out.
Only Allegra combines fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief of your toughest indoor allergies.
And it relieves my outdoor allergies, too.
Among OTC-branded antihistamines, starts working at hour one. Applies to first dose only. Use as directed. Learn more at Allegra.com.
Yes, the State of the Union is where we are right now. The discussion as a result of the President's State of the Union. How do you think he did? Here's host Dave Lee talking to Senator Al Franken of Minnesota, who did like what the President had to say.
Your thoughts on the President's speech last night?
Well, I liked it. I was very pleased that the President talked about many of the same themes that I was talking about around Minnesota during our past recess. I did a manufacturing tour, and the president started with manufacturing. I visited also a lot of schools and emphasized the need for a workforce that can do high-tech manufacturing. You know, we have a lot of manufacturers in Minnesota that have jobs available that they can't fill because people don't have the skills. And I really believe that education, innovation, infrastructure are still the keys to building an economy built to last, which is what the president was talking about last night. During this recess, I went to, for example, the Hennepin Technical College, and they have a program there where they're working with manufacturers, and they are designing curriculum for people to come in and pick up the skills that they need and go right to work. And I think they've had in this program about 320 some students go through, and 93% of them now have permanent jobs. So that was good. And there was also obviously a broader sweep to the speech and covered a lot of territory, but I thought it was a positive speech.
Well, you're out talking to so many people, as you mentioned, on this tour, and I know that you shake a lot of hands and get a lot of input from your constituents. So was there anything, Senator, that you didn't hear that you would have wished you had?
No, I thought it was a sufficiently long speech, certainly, and really touched a lot of bases and terms of getting our economy going and making sure that, you know, that we innovate for American manufacturing and American business and keep these jobs here and do the things that we need to do that we did after World War II. We invested in ourselves in a way. We had a huge debt coming back from World War II, but we still did the GI Bill. We still did the interstate highway system, the space program, all these things from which, you know, we got, you know, things like, you know, computer chips and the telecommunications and all these industries that we built, the internet, et cetera, all came out of this kind of research and development that we need to do.
Talk host Bill Radke, Linda Thomas, and Tom Tangney talk about the parts of the State of the Union that they thought were okay.
Each of us picked the one soundbite that summed it all up. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I say this is the one.
You can call this class warfare all you want, but asking a billionaire to pay at least as much as the secretary in taxes? Most Americans would call that common sense.
Here's why that was the key. Sitting with Michelle Obama was the secretary of financier Warren Buffett. And she's the inspiration behind the so-called Buffett rule, because Warren Buffett said, I should not pay a lower tax rate than my secretary. And there she was last night. So not only was it a nice visual, but it's a backhanded reference to Mitt Romney, because Romney just released his tax returns, and it showed that he pays a lower income tax rate than Warren Buffett's secretary. That's the soundbite.
I think that's good. That's a very good kind of overall picture of what happened last night. I'm always looking for more detail, more specific things.
Okay.
What's going to change my life, in other words? A lot of that relates to education, so I found it really interesting what he was saying about trying to get kids from dropping out of high school.
I am proposing that every state, requires that all students stay in high school until they graduate or turn 18.
Wow. And he's going to keep them there by maybe making it illegal for kids to drop out of school. Imagine the red tape, the burdens that's going to put on every single school system in every state across the country.
Yeah.
For a good, you know, result. But I'm not sure that's the way to do it. He also put colleges and universities on notice. I like this because I'm going to be paying for college very soon.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you can't stop tuition from going up, the funding you get from taxpayers will go down. So these colleges need to do something. I like that. That implies, anyway, there's going to be some action from this.
All right, State of the Union in school.
And me, I like the politics of this. You know, I think what we're doing is we're looking for, this is an election year, and we're looking for a political strategy. And his strategy, I think, is to run against a do-nothing Congress.
As long as I'm president, I will work with anyone in this chamber to build on this momentum. But I intend to fight obstruction with action, and I will oppose any effort to return to the very same policies that brought on this economic crisis in the first place.
So this is the new combative Obama. You know, a year ago he had that big debt ceiling crisis with the Tea Party sort of in charge of the Republicans in the House, and it really sort of brought government to a standstill. At that point, I think Obama threw up his hands and said, okay, this is it. I'm done trying to compromise with you people. There's nothing to do but object. He actually, on the payroll tax deduction issue right before the end of the year, right around Christmas time, he actually won that sort of dispute with the Republicans. And I think he's just decided, okay, I'm going to have to be the fighting Obama, you know, sort of, you know, recalling the spirit of a give him hell Harry when he went after the do nothing Congress back in the 40s. He's going to try that again. And this is his new tack, I think.
We're focusing on Florida, the latest on the presidential race from the GOP side of things. That'll be up next when the Talk Radio Countdown show moves along.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Florida is next. We've gone beyond Carolina, the presidential race, and who's in it still? Taco's Jack Harris here with Rick Santorum. Santorum's take on the president's State of the Union address might be interesting to get.
Regarding the president's speech last night, what did you like about it, and what do you take issue with on that?
Well, what I liked about it was a point that I've been trying to make, that the President of the United States went out last night and the first order of business, the most urgent priority, the thing he pressed on, was trying to get the economy going by getting the manufacturing sector of the economy going. As those of you who followed the campaign, our economic plan is called the Made in the USA plan. It's focused on trying to rebuild the manufacturing, make the manufacturing sector of the economy competitive with the folks who are stealing our jobs, like China in particular. And the amazing thing here is I've been out there saying, look, if we're going to win this election, we're going to have to get that Reagan coalition together. And that's blue-collar Democrats from the industrial heartland of America. That's where Obama's vulnerability is. Well, he saw it too. And so he came out and put forth a plan, while not at all like mine, because it's government incentives and government telling manufacturers, you know, what they have to invest in and do in order to be competitive. We have the Wall Street Journal called our plan supply-side economics for the working man. And it's a conservative approach to try to get a competitive playing field so manufacturing jobs will come back and will grow that sector of the economy. So it really points out that the campaign that we're running is exactly the one that Barack Obama's most afraid of, the one that actually has appeal to the kind of voter that we didn't get in the last couple of elections for president, and we can get if you have a grandson of a coal miner who grew up in a steel town who has a long record of supporting those blue-collar jobs in manufacturing. That's exactly the approach, and I was actually pleased to see the president recognize that.
Here are hosts Mac Watson and Larry Gatos with Meghan McCain, who says that Newt Gingrich is a dangerous man.
Why is Newt dangerous, as you say?
Because I think I spend, and I actually don't know the two of you, your political standings. I actually don't even know if you're Republicans or Democrats or whatever. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
We're skeptics.
Skeptics, but I think that's the majority of Americans. But my problem is I spent a really long time, I mean, years and years now, speaking to college students and speaking to, you know, different people, just talking about how there can really be a new revolution within the Republican Party and there can be new leaders that can really bring a different kind of audience. But I don't know what I'm supposed to do if Newt Gingrich is the nominee. I mean, talk about a Washington insider. This man was essentially ousted out of office for ethics complaints.
Right.
The first time that ever happened in history. I think he is a dangerous man. I think he is a person who is going to go with race baiting, as which we know we saw in the debate in South Carolina. And I just think he's pretty much representational of everything I dislike about politics.
But the one thing we saw, though, was that Newt got a lot of ground, or covered a lot of ground and got a lot of support, because
he has a pulse because he actually had a personality and acted as a fighter. What bothers me is that people will just see the fighter and not understand, as you pointed out correctly, his own party tried to kick him out. They didn't want him. He's duplicitous and very Machiavellian to the point where, why am I going to trust this guy when everything that you think is wrong or not right, or he'll turn it around to his advantage when he feels like it. I don't want somebody running a country like that. We've seen that before.
Exactly. And, you know, his approval ratings are -56%. I mean, when my father was running against Obama, his was -26%. I mean, at this exact time last year when they were running in the last election, I mean, -56% and he has a 100% name ID.
Yeah.
So almost 100% of Americans know who he is, and more than half of them dislike him. This is who we're going to put next to Obama, and I know Romney is not a perfect candidate, and he has made mistakes, and he made mistakes before the South Carolina primary. But, again, Gingrich, this guy, it's very depressing
but,
for me.
See,
it feels very cynical.
But see, Romney is, let's remember high school chemistry if we can for a minute.
I didn't take it.
He's inert. he can't bond with anybody. He can't make a, he can say whatever he wants, but you're left with, it's like a B movie. It's okay. I'm glad I watched it, but I'm not wowed by it.
Your call's next on the State of the Union and the GOP candidates, 800-510-8255 here on the Countdown.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with 2 proven itch fighters for relief that's fast. And healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is. Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Continuing on now, on the countdown, our point of view is not important individually, collectively, however. If there's a good mix of calls and thoughts, that's helpful for all of us. I think we'll get a lot of that here as I look through the buzz that is beginning to build on the continuing conversation about the president, the class warfare, et cetera, et cetera. Randy in Michigan sort of wants to be heard on that.
That was quite a great speech, and I was glad to see the president stand up and put the Republicans' feet to the fire. We are not losing 700,000 jobs a month like we were when we were under a Republican regime. You know, so there's your tax breaks that these Republicans can't seem to get out of their head and go beyond seem to prove they don't work. I will say, you know, I guess they do know trickle-down because they complained about the trickle-down government. Well, they know some trickle-down doesn't work because their Reagan trickle-down economy hasn't worked. You know, but I'm glad Mr. Obama is finally standing up and fighting for the 99%. Yeah, there is a big gap in this country, folks, and their haves have been stepping on the rest of us for too long.
Really? All right, sir. Well, I appreciate your point of view. Who agrees with that? 800-510-8255. We're taking your calls on the President's State of the Union and what you know more about it now than you did maybe the night after or the morning after. Steve in Wisconsin, listening to WAYY.
Something missing in the speech was last week. His panel said on how to get this country going again, said a whole bunch of stuff like on the Keystone Pipeline, more oil, gas, everything here, which Republicans in the House have brought up already, many things. But the president and Harry Reid are the ones that won't bring them up. And the thing I really stood out was the president, he wanted more power for the executive. Now, that's leading towards a dictatorship, and everybody ought to know that.
All right, you got that. 800-510-8255. We got a lot of men here that want to be heard. If ladies feel strongly your view about the president and the situation with the State of the Union, help yourself. Here's Bill in New Jersey now.
I don't want to go as far as to say disappointed, but I would have liked to have a much, much more aggressive tone. He had said that when I make a nomination, he should or she should get a up or down vote in 90 days. I would have liked to have them replace that word with they will get an up or down vote in 90 days. He should have brought up the Keystone Pipeline and said, yes, I understand that it's 20,000 jobs now, but there's too much of a possibility of 150,000 environmental cleanup jobs later, and I will not allow that to happen.
800-510-8255. You're listening to an overview of calls here on the Obama speech. Anne in Florida liked it.
President Obama's speech was amazing. I think he hopefully will get and reach the American people, because as I feel, I think we are lazy. We've become lazy. And if you look back in history and you see what Americans have been able to accomplish, I think we can accomplish it again. So I think he was great.
Lady thinks he was great. Okay, 800-510-8255. Another person who gave Obama a thumbs up is Matt, listening in Connecticut.
So I'd just like to make a comment regarding Obama with his address towards schools and colleges. And I think it's just about time, and it's really important that someone really address the rising costs of college and, you know, for students that it's really hard to, you know, pay for college. I know I had to take loans, and I worked two jobs while going to school, and it's absolutely ridiculous how much it can cost for just 1 year.
You know what? I think that annoys me, that this is the, I don't know how this strikes you when people are complaining about paying for an education. Who's supposed to pay for your education? You're the one who benefits from it. If you don't like the costs, then find a way around it. There are a lot of good colleges, a lot of good schools. My alma mater is one of them that isn't expensive, and you get a good quality education. Heidelberg University, you can check it out in the Friends section at DougStephan.com. I don't owe you an education, sir, and I'm a taxpayer. You're looking for me to help you, and I'm sorry. No. James in Georgia, what do you think?
Once again, I'm dumbfounded how people are amazed that President Obama, when all he does is give his typical stump speech, he promises the world and then will deliver nothing. If anyone remembers, back when he was running, he promised a 25% reduction in everyone's health care bills. That never occurred, and no one ever questions him on that. He didn't even address the $15 trillion debt that we're carrying, and he continually tries to up the amount of money that we continue to borrow. He didn't even give a specific solution on that. As usual, he gives generic answers and solutions, which will never come true, and continues to just, befuddle the American public that watches him speak. You know, he can give great speech, but actions speak louder than words.
All right, Sarah, I don't mean to cut you off, but you had about a minute there, and that's good. 800-510-8255. Get time for as many people as possible. The Talk Radio Countdown Show soliciting your thoughts as we've had another 24 hours or so to absorb what the president said in his State of the Union speech this week, which has been the bulk of what most conversation has been about in the main on the News Talk radio stations that we monitor for this overview on the countdown of the hot hits in talk radio. Ron, listening in Michigan, liked the president's speech.
It has been a long time since the mention of Detroit, which I think he mentioned three times in the speech, got applause in Washington. Normally, Detroit is a problem for Washington. And so we're certainly gratified by that. And, of course, the timing couldn't be better for General Motors, because it was just last week that GM again supplanted Toyota, which has had its problems, to be the world's number one car maker. So I think you will see this, especially in manufacturing states, Michigan among them, Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio. This will be a central theme of the president's reelection campaign. We invested in American workers. We took a chance on Detroit. We took a chance on the auto industry, and it has paid off big time and saved a lot of jobs.
Getting a sampling of your thoughts here, 800-510-8255 regarding the president's speech.
the State of the Union. Sasha, a lady responding to my request for a call. Here you are from, let's see, is this Brownsville, it looks like. Go ahead, ma'am.
I think the president had a wonderful speech. I think it was absolutely wonderful. And I think it's such a parody how Republicans take what he said and turn it into something negative. You know, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think he's a wonderful president. I think the State of the Union was a wonderful message. And if people can't get that message, I think that's pretty much on America.
800-510-8255. Speaking of ladies having their say, as many of you know who listen to this program with regularity, I like the opinions expressed, find the ladies on The View pretty interesting, and here they are reacting to the president's state of the Union.
It was a very upbeat, all the things that he's going to do, and togetherness. It was a campaign speech. It was a speech to the Republicans in Congress and about divisiveness. This is when he talked about if they could all work together, why can't this country work together? But it was very effective and upbeat, and perhaps the most emotional moment was when the president was coming in and bent over to hug Gabby Giffords, because she resigned from Congress, and it was a very sweet, look at that, it was really a very sweet, you know, and she officially resigned today, by the way.
The speech was equivalent to Ronald Reagan's Morning in America speech, which was a positive outlook on the world, and I think that Republicans can embrace him because of Ronald Reagan. It's very similar to that. It's positive. It's optimistic. He actually believes that they're going to cooperate with him.
You think Republicans embrace that?
From his mouth to God's ears, they should start cooperating and get this country going and stop this gridlock because it's not patriotic. It's reasonable, guys. You know, we have to say.
But he also made very specific things that they can object to. A lot of it had to do with taxes. A lot of it had to do with taxing the rich. One of the things that I didn't understand was when he said that that kids in school have to stay until they are 18 years old. The states should make that happen. And I thought, how are they going to do that? What if you drop out? They're going to put them in jail?
They call you a dropout if you drop out. But
so what?
Well, it used to be
the penalty if you don't stay until
you're 18. It's like seatbelts. You wear them because it's the law. You didn't wear them before it was the law. It's the same thing. You'll go to 18 because you're supposed to.
And
it's a mindset.
It wouldn't be you go to jail. It'd be we want to encourage you. You have people encouraging them to stay in.
Well, there were many things they talked about last night, and it was, as you said, very upbeat.
800-510-8255. A couple of more calls on the President's State of the Union, including Steve, who's in Enid, Oklahoma. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the Countdown Live.
Yes, if you want to take a look at Barack Obama's policies, the Democrats' policies, take a look at his home state of Illinois. I was just listening to a deal yesterday. I believe they're $8 billion in debt behind on paying everybody except for the public servant unions, who they managed to fund their pensions, but every other program's $8 billion behind. And if I could say one more thing about the divisiveness. Well, where was the compromise when the Democrats were running both the House and the Senate? All I heard was Republicans could ride in the car, but they had to get in the back seat and keep their mouths closed.
I think now, all of a sudden, they'd say to you, that was yesterday, sir, and today is today. I mean,
right, and today the Republicans run the House, so tough luck, Democrats.
Well, they'll be running the Senate in a few months. Anyway, thank you. 800-510-8255. Another Steve. This one's in Arizona. Go ahead.
I listened to the speech, and then I listened to the Republican response, and it reminds me of Mayor Koch presided over People's Court, and he used to say, you know, after he'd listened to both sides, he'd say, somebody's lying to me here because one side wasn't jiving with the other. And I never forget that. And I thought, that's kind of what kind of reminds me of what happened here. It's like somebody's, one side or the other's lying to us because it's just not jiving. I mean, it just seems like it's just the same old. They're both kind of saying the same thing. And no real answers.
All right. Final call on the Obama speech. Ken is in San Antonio. Ken, you're on the Countdown. Hi.
Hi, Don.
I'm all right, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay. Obama made a pass a law in office for truck drivers, against truck drivers. It was the CSA 2010. CSA 2010 represents all the truck drivers. If I'm driving down a highway and I get a quick repair ticket on my truck, it should go to the company. But now it goes to the company and the driver, which is really kind of bad. It's like every time I get a ticket in violation of the company, I'm getting a point on my record. And that's the ticket that won't be abolished. And they're giving you like 300 points on your, or 300 points they got on your record, and these insurance comes are dropping you. So Obama has hurt the truck drivers big time.
I am familiar with what you're talking about. This is something fairly recent that was enacted, and you're right. This is a perfect example, Ken, of a solution for a problem that didn't exist. And so now drivers either have to fudge their records, or they're forced into a different way of thinking or a different way of driving, or as far as hours are concerned, and it wasn't necessary. The way things are, the amount of focus on highway safety is brought down. The basic problems that were addressed a number of years ago, this did not need to happen. Interesting call. It's 13 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom,
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. Alright then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Your calls on the presidential race coming up here on The Countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, Doug Steffen, happy to have you along, as are the other people looking for a variety of opinions here. Some people get angry about what's said. Other people think, yeah, it's all about expression and independent thinking. 800-510-8255, a good way to keep your brain sharp is to listen carefully to all of this. We're moving into the GOP run for the presidency as South Carolina is finished and headed toward Florida. Lynn in New York is a Democrat who seems to think Mitt Romney's A-okay. Yes?
As a New Yorker, you know, we get banned as the state that's just run by the Democrats. And I'm not a true Democrat, but I was a pretty avid Obama supporter. I've listened to all the debates in Iowa, New Hampshire, but I have to say I very slowly began to want to listen to Romney. I think he's a moderate. You could make the conservatives happy in South Carolina that he's actually a Mormon. And I am not a religious person, but I respect who Romney is, and I've become really willing to listen. I've been willing to say, you know, I don't like rhetoric that says Obamacare. I don't like it when Mitt Romney, even though I lean towards him of your three choices there, I really am shocked by that the nation could be so fooled by this bombastic moment in a debate where he went on the offensive. Well, that's his personal issue. I want to just listen to the facts, and I could vote for a Mitt Romney, and I want to be I want to be able to allow the President of the United States to have religious views or to be in, you know, Newt's bombastic style. I think he should remain in the classroom, Newt Gingrich. We've all seen the divisive politics when he made that contract. It wrecked the country again.
All right, so you said three. I think there are four, right? Romney, Gingrich, Santorum, and Pollard are still in this, unless I'm missing something. One of them's not on the ballot. Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, though, seem to be on the top in the Sunshine State. There's a poll that shows that Romney is holding a significant lead among Florida's Hispanic voters, and that's a big section of the population. The estimate is 24% of those who vote in Florida are Hispanic. The ABC News poll shows that Gingrich trails Romney by 26% among likely Republican primary voters who identified themselves as Latinos. 49% for Romney, 23% for Gingrich. Primary is the 31st next Tuesday. Here's Clay in Georgia, who's disgusted with South Carolina.
You know, I am really disappointed in the Bible Belt State, South Carolina. They call themselves the Bible Belt State. It's really sad that they have ignored what Newt Gingrich's wife said about him. I believe her, even though it may be some old news, but to just say something like that, to call her a liar, and no one is trying to find out whether she's lying or not. This Bible Belt State, their main goal is to try to defeat Romney or defeat President Obama. That's their main goal. And it's really, really sad that a Bible Belt State would not believe this woman.
800-510-8255. By the way, former presidential politics in the GOP side, Republican Representative Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota says she's going to keep or try to keep her seat. She's running to keep the seat she has in Congress. It's a story in the Associated Press. Back to your calls about Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, et cetera, et cetera. Georgia, Michigan, it's time to be heard. No, maybe not. Okay, let's do Daniel in New York. Go ahead, sir.
Ron, I think Paul, this is actually going to help the Republicans in the general election, because the unusual amount of debates that are going on in the primary right now, it's going to put pressure on the president to have more debates than the usual amount in a president's election, because normally, I think with McCain, it was about three. I feel that this is going to... People like these debates, and I think that the news networks are going to push this also. I think there's going to be more than three this year. And that's, if Newt Gingrich, which I hope is the nominee, that's going to help Newt immensely, because in debates, that's the only way Newt's going to win, in my opinion. He's the frontrunner now, and he reminds me of how Romney was in previous debates. And Romney was on the attack, and I found it comical. He just looked aggravated, and Newt just looked great to me.
All right, so he likes Newt. There you go. Newt is not the front runner. He may be in some of the areas where there are primaries, but down the long stretch, Romney's still ahead in most of those states. So there we have it, a sampling of lots of great opinions and thoughts, thanks to you and your input, and you're paying attention to this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.